Now, each and every Tuesday, courtesy of Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms, we get together with former Michigan and NBA head coach John Beilein, and we talk hoops. Josh Garvey, who is the managing shareholder for Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office, he also joins us. And gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Talking Hoops.
Thanks, Huge.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Yeah, Josh, day after tax day for Josh, the Dorn Mayhew team was working hard. You know, that tax deadline day is crazy, and they get a night to celebrate because they do such fabulous work for the company and also for their clients. So, Josh, we appreciate you taking time out on this Tuesday with your busy schedule. And Coach Beilein is fine-tuning his golf game, getting ready for a trip back to northern Michigan. And we now are heading into the NBA playoff season. We'll get to the top teams in a moment. But, John, I know you worked with the Pistons for a couple of years. This was a disappointing season, and that may be an understatement. What needs to happen in the offseason for the Pistons to be more competitive next season?
Well, I think right now they have to completely reorganize a lot of things about the organization. I know that they've already made a statement that they are going to hire a president for basketball operations. I think that's the title. And they really need that direction right now, someone that can look at the team, look at the front office, look at everything, and try to put a plan together that that helps us get back where we should be. So it is. It has not been a good run the last 4 years, and I'm sure changes are going to be made. We'll see where it goes. But from roster development to the front office to everything, I expect there's going to be big changes everywhere, and the rebuild is really starting all over again from where it was 4 years ago.
So when you look at the talent, because the NBA, I think it's twofold, obviously. I believe coaching is overlooked a lot in the NBA, and people look at star power and the big names. So let's start with the talent level. Do they have too much at the same position? Are they missing something, John? What pieces during the offseason would be perfect for the Pistons to acquire?
Well, first of all, they're still very, very young. Everybody's got to remember that when we've had so many one-and-dones that have been drafted they're really good kids, and they're going to be great players, but they missed out on a lot by going through a four-year, two or three years in college and really learning a lot of the fundamentals of the game. It's on the staff now with the Pistons to teach that. And that's not as easy as you would think when you're playing every other day. So, because rest is just as important. So that's the first thing. But, you know, probably trying to get up. I call the computer point guard, whether he backs up Cade or not, or is Jaden Ivey, can he get to that point? You know, that Chris Paul type of player that just runs a team, right? He knows everything going on. I think Monte Morris was going to be a good one, but came in injured. But that type of player behind the scenes to help at the point, they need shooting everywhere. There's no question about that. And I think today's game, you got to play with two small forwards that are both 6'9 to 6'10. No power forward, just that should be a guy maybe coming off the bench. So they got to make a lot of changes. I suspect they will, and it'll be interesting to watch it all.
Josh, what do you think from your vantage point, watching the Pistons this year, looking at the talent they have, coaching they have, front office, what do you see in the offseason that's a must-to-do checklist things, 1, 2, and 3, maybe even more, for the Pistons to get back into the hunt of at least getting to the NBA play-in tournament?
Absolutely. I think to echo some of Coach Beilein's comments, the president of basketball operations, or a title to that, whatever they're calling that person's job is going to be huge here. to come in and do an assessment of all of those things you mentioned, from the front office to the coaches to the players. But you know, the Pistons, depth-wise, you know, coach said it best, they've got some really good young players with Cade and Jaden and Jalen Duren. They've got some really good young guys, but seems like to me that they need to get a couple of veteran players in to really help teach these young guys how the NBA works. You know, maybe a couple of veteran guards to start helping with some of the young players. That certainly seems to be one of the priorities when I look at the depth chart. There's so many young guys on the team, and the young guys do look up to some of the veterans. They look to them for leadership, and I think that the Pistons really need to look at the market this offseason to see what they can do to bring a few guys in to help lead the young talent that we do have.
You know, John, and I think you may have touched on it a little bit, but they're just missing that leader on the floor, a point guard, a guy that distributes a rock. They have so much talent. They still are young. But, man, a veteran point guard who can score, who can shoot, who can penetrate. Yep. I know you can't just go pick one up off the streets, but that type of player, that's why a year ago when Draymond's contract was open, maybe it was a little bit longer than a year ago, I said he's the type of guy this team needs because they're young, is a leader type. Who's out there, you think, that type of player, not necessarily that guy, but that type of player that could help the Pistons?
That's a tough one for me to answer. I will say this, though, that 2 years ago, the Pistons were playing the Orlando Magic and the Oklahoma City Thunder in Laffer games at the end of the year, where we were sitting, both all the teams were sitting, and the Indiana Pacers. They were all sitting out players. Everybody was, all those teams were trying to get in the lottery and win the lottery. And now three of those teams, Orlando Magic, Oklahoma City, and Indiana, are all in the playoffs. So this can be done. But the leaps that those two, three teams made in 2 years, and what we were not able to do, it's just striking that we went sort of backwards, and now Orlando could beat Cleveland. Indiana could I think they're playing Indiana. They're playing the Milwaukee Bucks. They can beat them. I mean, it's just, and Oklahoma City is the number one seed. It's crazy. So it can be done, but the whole roster is going to have to really be looked at by an expert. And not since last year have I really looked and be able to watch them firsthand to be able to tell you exactly what they need. But there's players out there for sure. Somebody to mentor Cade without being a threat, because Cade needs to play now. He's tremendous. And Jaden Ivey needs to be right next to him every minute, and probably always have one of them on the floor. So it is exciting if you look at what just happened in with John Hammond, with our assistant general manager, with Joe Dumars at Detroit, built those great Detroit teams. And now guess who was the GM at Orlando the last couple of years? I just stepped away to take a senior advisor, is John Hammond. So it's we get the right people in place, who knows what can happen.
John Beilein, by the way, former NBA coach of the Cavs, former Michigan head basketball coach, joins us every Tuesday during the 5 p.m. hour to talk hoops, presented by one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms, Doran Mayhew, their world headquarters in Troy. Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder and oversees the Grand Rapids office for Doran Mayhew. So that two-year window, Josh, that John just mentioned, when the Magic, the Pacers, the Thunder, when we thought the Pistons were getting set to go in this same direction and be a playoff team and be contending at least for the playoffs, they went backwards. Why do you think the Pistons, Josh, went backwards and aren't in that group right now with the Thunder, the Pacers, and the Magic?
I think one of the key factors there, Huge, is we went through a coaching change, right? So we hired Monty Williams in, who I think is a great coach, by the way. But, you know, you went through a coaching change, which tends to come with a system change and a culture change. And I think that's part of it. There's been, some players that were on the roster 2 years ago that are no longer there. We kept that core group of young guys with Cade and Jaden and Jalen. And I think that's part of it, is the coaching, the change there. And it seems like we're just a few steps away from really starting to contend again in the Eastern Conference. But again, I still think that there's some veteran players on that team that are missing, and I don't know who they are or what that looks like. That's for the expert to decide this summer.
So, John, as we look at all the playoff teams, and you heard me talk about some of the teams I like, who do you like to get out of the East and the West in the NBA playoffs and get to the NBA Finals?
Well, I love the Celtics. Joe Mazzulla, their head coach, played for me at West Virginia. A remarkable young man. Their assistant coach, Tony Dobbins, played for me at Richmond. So I'm a little prejudiced here, but they're tremendous. And then Brad Stevens, a close friend, being the GM right now, handing the reins over to Joe Mazzulla, getting Porzingis, getting Holiday, adding him where they already have Jaylen Brown. They have Jason Tatum. My goodness, it's an amazing roster. And Michigan's own Al Horford, who is one of the smartest, best players I have ever seen in my life. Those five, and I know there's more, they're amazing how they play together. So I think they're going to be a tough out there. Out in the West, Oklahoma City, it really has just different young, springy legs. And they may be able to outlast some of those teams in the West, but Denver's my pick just because there's nobody like the Joker. Playing through him the way that they do, it's a lot of teams play through the big men, but they don't have Jokic like play the way he does. So I just think it's really it's going to be the Denver and Boston in, when it comes down to the end.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Josh Garvey, managing shareholder for Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Josh, huge NBA fan. Who do you like to emerge from the East and the West and make it to the NBA Finals?
Well, close to what Coach here and you said as well, huge. Really like Boston as well for all the same reasons that Coach Beilein said. Very, very well led and coached over in Boston. I actually like out of the West. I like the Minnesota Timberwolves right now. I think down the stretch that Minnesota is playing really good basketball. I like Anthony Edwards, the star player there, and I think that they've got the big man with Anthony Towns. I really like their team with Rudy Gobert. I feel like Minnesota this year has a chance to come out of the West, but I do like Boston out of the East for sure. I just don't see anybody over there in the Eastern Conference that can contend with the Boston Celtics right now. So Boston Celtics versus the Minnesota Timberwolves is my NBA final prediction.
We are talking hoops on the Huge Show across Michigan. We do it each and every Tuesday through the NBA Finals with former Michigan and NBA head coach John Beilein, Josh Garvey. He runs Dorn Mayhew's GR office, world headquarters over in Troy on the east side of the state. Before I let you go, John, Dusty May right now, and there's something you didn't have to do, is sell the transfer portal when those windows open up. He's a new coach. Michigan hasn't had a lot of success the last few years. What is Dusty May selling right now to potential transfers and recruits on why they should come to Ann Arbor and play at Michigan?
Well, I think that knowing Dusty the way I've known him for a short time, he can rely on the standard things that we've been able to do. It's an amazing university, right? We have a great tradition in athletics, let alone men's basketball. And be a part of that, where you're going to a place that's really special, and that that we've proven we can win for years and years and years. I think his biggest challenge now is what exactly is the NIL money that he has, and how what are the others offering in the transfer portal? Because he's built. I asked him the other day, well, who's working out the players, that you don't have a strength coach yet? Well, there's no players here. There's only a couple of guys here. It's just a different dynamic that, as I talked before, when I left places, when I came to Michigan, Manny Harris, Calvin Grady both stayed, let alone every guy on the team. So it's a different dynamic, but and he's been hiring his staff because he can't work alone. So that's what's going on right now. Hire a staff, right? Work at getting more NIL money so that he can compete, but still be patient enough to get the Michigan fit there on the team. And everything tells me he's working tirelessly every day to do just that.
John Beilein, thank you so much, my man. Good stuff. Josh Garvey from Dorn Mayhew's GR office. Always great to talk hoops with you. Play-in tournament begins tonight. Next week, we'll talk more about the matchups in the East and West. Keep everyone up to date on the Pistons and also what Dusty May is doing at Michigan. Coach, enjoy your week.
Thank you very much.
I thank you. I love you guys. I do. I love you, Josh. You guys have a great week. We'll talk next week during the 5 p.m. hour on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Thanks, guys.